While we're waiting for this, let me get a couple of short reports. Maybe I can get a short report from Long Island. I'll start geographically, going from the east, coming towards the west. What's Long Island been up to, and what are you going to be up to while we're waiting for this to happen? You can be voting, by the way, while Long Island is speaking. But could we try to keep the talking down to a dull roar? Thank you, Katie.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Catherine Carroll. I am president of the Greater Long Island Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind
Maria?
Of New York.
Maria?
Oh. I've been president for about a year and a half, and I am supported by the other officers from our chapter, David Stayer, Sabrina Frazier, Rich Bialik, and Bob Muns.
Yay!
Thank you. Okay. Our chapter covers Nassau and Suffolk County, so everything on Long Island east of Queens and Brooklyn. We are all suburban and rural. It is huge and sprawling, and just that makes one want to join the at-large chapter from time to time. But we are developing a cohesive network on Long Island. Okay, despite the usual transportation woes and our small numbers, we've been holding events consistently. We held our second consecutive holiday party and are planning our third. We held our third consecutive summer get-together, and I plan on there being a fourth. I personally ensure that our chapter is represented at special education PTA meetings, resource fairs, and conferences for people who live or work with members of the disabled community or are members of that community themselves. In the past year, we have held three fundraisers, two single-day events, and one that is ongoing. Not only are we raising money, we are getting better at spending it. We recently purchased a banner with the logo of the NFB and the words National Federation of the Blind of New York, Live the Life You Want.
Rocky, did I give you a dime?
With that banner and the tablecloths we purchased, our outreach efforts are looking better. We're also getting better at using the NFB resources at our disposal. We have used the Spanish Translation Committee to translate our fundraising flyers. We have ordered tons of print and braille materials from the Independence Market. We are nearly complete in assembling welcome bags for our new members that include materials recommended by the Independence Market. We have developed partnerships within the community. Various vendors have donated items to the welcome bags I just mentioned. We have welcomed speakers from various sources, including, and these are just a few, the American Foundation for the Blind, Independent Living Centers, a solo law practice, Band of Pharmaceuticals, the County Offices for People with Disabilities, the New York City Chapter, and our affiliate leadership, and from within our own chapter. The speakers we welcome help us stay informed on all things blindness. In January, we are hosting a New York State Civilian Preparedness Corps training at our meeting. After that, we will be holding a public screening of Bottom Dollar, the Rooted in Rights film, which exposes the exploitation of people with disabilities being paid a subminimum wage and features NFB President Mark Riccobono. I have two more things to share. This one's a particular point of pride. At the beginning of this year, we had 19 members in our chapter. Of those 19, two joined last year. Since September of this year, we have had five new individuals join our chapter. That means that our chapter has grown by 25% this year. And I'm not including two additional individuals who have already made verbal commitments to join but have yet to send me their checks. So by January 1st, I expect that we will have grown by 35%.
Oh, wow.
The final thing I'd like to add is that on behalf of the Long Island chapter, I'd like to offer the affiliate a check in the amount of $100 to support affiliate activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie.